Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can give us a phone call at 408-228-4911, or you can send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com.
.com.
I don't have anything to plug other than November 4th. I'm going to be at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and I want you guys to come because I'm recording my second CD.
I'm going
to
be there.
Yes.
I'm also going to India before that. If you like more information about that, check out churchinhollywood.com and click on Outreach.
Sweet.
And now's a good time to announce our radio contest.
Yeah.
We want you to call in and list the second funniest thing you heard today.
All right. And then the winner of the first funniest will win our Zombie, Zombie, Zombies DVD.
I think we should choose the second funniest as the winner. So you have to be the second funniest thing that we hear.
Good luck with that. All right. Enjoy the show.
Okay, bye.
What that sound means.
What's that mean?
It's time for the Second Funniest Podcast.
Yes! Second is the best.
I almost did it again. I almost said the other name.
That's why I asked. That's why I was like, what time? What does that mean?
Tell me.
Tell me about it all.
Do you know what the first funniest podcast is?
The JK Show. What if it was?
Now we're the second funniest.
I created a Google alert for the Second Funniest Podcast.
How does that work?
You go to Google and they have alerts.
Okay. What does that mean?
I know. Just realized that. I'm like, what it is? Like,
what's ice cream? It's cream that's iced.
It's iced cream.
So pretentious.
Like a switchblade is a blade with a switch on it that it opens.
Well, that actually was more information.
I'm ruining my own game.
You're dead weight.
So you go to Google, and there is actual. If you go to the more thing, there's a thing that says alerts, and then you can if you have like a Google account or just sign in under an email address to make a Google account. You don't have to have a Gmail account, but you can type in, you know, second funniest podcast. And if you put the quotes, then it's like what it does is if you say daily alert me of anything that pops up that has to do with that, right? So, or you could say as soon as it happens.
That means not if people search for it, but if somebody posts something.
As my understanding goes, it's if somebody posts something. Like it runs through a cycle of for your account. It's like, okay, Google these five things real quick.
Got it.
It sends you an email.
It's meant for like Britney Spears, so you can see, oh, here's all the new trash on Britney.
I think it would probably be most effective if you're like a journalist, and then you could, you know, then you could have that kind of thing. Like if I worked for TMZ, then it would be awesome because I could put in something like Britney Spears, or for me, I put in Google alerts for myself and
and our show.
I put the second funniest podcast.
And your son. And
no, I don't have one. I could learn about other Jacob Borshams that exist because I don't think he has much of a web presence. At this point, I mean, he's been on the show.
He's got it on my Facebook.
Oh, that's true.
Of him up all the time. People think he's my kid. All these pictures I post of him and I'm holding him. They're like,
I love Drew's.
Baby is that?
I love Drew's post. I put that in the comment where he's like, mortals will bow before me.
He's all with the little finger.
I don't know why. People don't know this. He's walking now.
Congratulations. Yes. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, clap.
Not completely walking, but he.
That's as walking as walking counts.
Yeah. I mean, like a drunken Frankenstein is my son. Like everything, his arms are pulled in super close to his ribs, and because he can't let the arms flail free because then they develop a mind of their own, or maybe he has to concentrate at this age too much on them. So
it's counteracting his body.
It's all feet, like
But Frankenstein puts his arms out, so elbows in Frankenstein is like a drunken gay Frankenstein.
I think arms out is artistic choice Frankenstein.
Really?
And watching him, because if you think about it, Frankenstein, he's learning to use this new body. He's a grown man who's a baby in the head, right? So I would think that realistically, he probably walked like an actual baby, but like, he's supposed to be scary, Boris. Scare it up a little bit for us. And so,
now, you know, I just saw Cold Souls. Have you seen anything with this? Paul Giani's new film. It's sort of an art independent film. It's more of an indie film than an independent film.
Are you saying that Paul Giamatti is in an indie film?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an indie film that he and his wife produced.
I wonder if he's like taking a new turn in his career or something.
Well, it's about him as Paul Giamatti. So, and there's this place in New York.
It's a movie about him being him?
Yes. He plays himself.
So it's kind of like being John Malkovich a little bit.
Yes. It is so clearly like, us too, John Malkovich. Being Paul Giamatti.
Being John Malkovich by being Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti. It's called Cold Souls because there's a place in New York that has figured out a way to take your soul from your body and store it for you. And the idea is that you become freed by not having a soul. And they only keep 5% in you to keep you animated. And then, but he's doing a Russian play while he's doing it.
So hold on. Yeah,
what's up?
I'm sure that this is, you know, it's a movie. You're supposed to suspend disbelief. But so the idea is that you're like, I'm just not getting the point.
Yeah, I know.
So the idea is that you're immortal, but is your soul aware while it's being stored?
See, that's the thing. It's definitely, and I don't agree, obviously, with what they think of a soul. Like, you know, C.S. Lewis said, you do not have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. This is the other way around, that you have the soul is the part of you that is responsible for compassion and for considering other people and for feelings. So by de-souling the body, you suddenly have no feelings. He tests it by looking at pictures of sad things and adorable things and sexy things, and he decides whether or not he can feel. That's how he knows he doesn't have a soul.
The 5%?
That 5% remaining.
So in the movie, like the 5% is almost like a separate person, like a clone, because he's not aware that his soul is missing.
Well, that's the thing. It's more like residual. They call it residual soul material, and you can only have so much residual soul material in your body.
I'm going to go with I hate this movie.
Yeah, it gets the thing that's funny is that in the third act, they go to Russia.
I'm on pins and needles.
And afterwards, the people we were seeing it with said, yeah, it kind of lost me. I thought it was kind of unbelievable when they went to Russia. I said, hold on. So you're all right with them de-souling a body and storing it for people and renting out other souls, but going to Russia? That's weird.
Because in a world where you could like harvest someone's soul, by that point, I think we would have won the Cold War. So there's no reason for Russia to exist.
See, they're doing it too, but in Russia it's not regulated by the FDA, so they're muling souls into the United States inside people.
They're smuggling souls in balloons in hookers' asses?
Close, inside hookers' bodies. So this one woman...
It's really a hooker?
Well, she's the mule.
Like the equivalent, because that's how they do the heroin, right?
Yeah. It's like, you know, she's not a hooker, but she's definitely the mule. They call her.
Oh, yeah, the mule. Yeah.
Her job is to fly back and forth between Russia and America, holding different souls in her body so that the place in New York can rent out these souls to other people.
So she has 5% her soul, 95% somebody else's soul?
She just keeps... Yeah, exactly. And she keeps... Every time a soul leaves, she gets a little bit more of another soul. So she eventually becomes very confused because she has all these different souls inside her.
So you can't scrape a soul clean.
Apparently
like
not.
Like if you're making brownies, there's still going to be a little bit in the bowl.
Yeah, believe me, I'm not a big fan of this movie.
Now it's getting me now.
When at Netflix, I recommend you check it out.
Yeah, because I'm into the idea of like soul residue in a hooker. That's all they had to say.
It's dark comedy.
What's it called? Cold Soul?
Cold Souls.
Cold Souls. And then the tagline for me is soul residue in a hooker.
Again, there was no hookers. I led you astray with that. Are you going to be disappointed if there's no hookering?
So these extra souls aren't having sex inside the hooker?
No. Did I ever say anything like that?
You may or may not have. I might have filled it in on my own. I don't know.
I might have to roll this tape back. I've forgotten why I needed to bring that up. There was something that came up like 20 minutes ago that had to do with that movie.
I was playing Coldplay when we were getting ready for the show.
Must have been it.
Is that what it is? Because I do know that Coldplay does take 95% of some people's souls away. I do know that it does have that effect. Why do people hate Coldplay?
Some people do. I think pretentious people like Coldplay.
Really? Because it seems like the pretentious people think that the people who like Coldplay are pretentious. That seems to be the stab.
That just hurt my brain. I don't think I understand. Yeah, 1 + 1 = 2 + 1.
Just like we won the Cold War in this Cold Soul movie, right?
Gosh.
There are
no hookers.
There's a pretentious war amongst Coldplay fans and Coldplay haters.
Okay. I think that it's like indie rock people that are like, oh, Coldplay, they're so mainstream. Boo. The Killers, though, those guys are good.
I don't even know who. I like their name. I don't even know.
The Killers?
Would I even know a song that they had?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Google that, action.
Google?
All
right.
You know all sorts of songs The Killers do.
Oh, we have voicemails, too. Though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll try and play while I'm...
Maybe The Killers have called.
Wait. Before I forget, because it's been so... It's been like three episodes, and I keep forgetting. We had
an email. There's a few things. Yeah.
From a friend. Here's the thing. If this jackhole would have listened to the show, then he would know that if he sends it to the email address it belongs to, then it would get read on the show.
Who is this?
Andrew Preston.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was responding to my email about India. I was just talking about it, and he's like, oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast.
Oh, okay.
So it's not his fault.
All right, my jackhole statement is 95% taken away.
Okay.
But there is a 5% jackhole residue that I'm leaving.
And he would agree.
His mule for him to enjoy.
If he
chooses to have sex with this mule or not, that is up to him.
Do people do that?
To a mule?
Okay.
In Tijuana? You've never heard of it? They call it a donkey there in Tijuana. Donkey is Mexican for mule.
Oh.
And so it's a donkey show. What are you looking at?
Teresa.
Oh, okay.
She just texted me.
What is she saying? So here's what's going on that we were trying to see if we could get a guest on. Kevin told Teresa that my son was walking and we need a guest.
Which was a lie.
Yeah, well, he's walking. Come on.
No. We just flipped positions.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was telling you he could walk.
I do that all the time. I feel like if people like are saying, well, he's... Because that's the thing. Once he's 10 months old, for whatever reason, if you say that you have a 10-month-old, oh, he's walking then?
Oh, really?
They always make that assumption. Like, oh, he's walking then? No, he's not.
When does he start talking?
Because he's stupid, I guess. I don't know. Why do people care so much about what babies are doing?
I don't know.
This is the fruit of my loins, and I barely care. I barely care about what he's doing.
I think you care mildly.
I love him.
Yeah.
I turned that one down.
Oh, okay.
I love him to death. I love talking to him, even though he can't understand a word of what I'm saying. I will talk to him all day. Like, in the beginning, when he was first born, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cute and funny, that I'm like, what are you gonna do?
Now he kind of reacts. Like, he can figure things out.
That's where it gets fun. And now he mimics me, which is awesome, because I'm just trying to think of what is the level of complexity of his mimicking. Like, he's gotten the head shake down because that was his dancing move.
Right.
So now when you shake your head at him and go no and tell him he shouldn't be touching something, he looks at you and it's so hard not to laugh because he just shakes his head with these big eyes like, oh, are we dancing? I didn't know we were dancing. I thought I wasn't supposed to touch a TV and I was supposed to dance. How does this work out?
During dinner, I had him going,
I was trying to teach him to blow a kiss. I don't know why, because I want him to be a girl, I guess. But I go, mwah, and he does the back of the hand to the mouth going, blah, 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 blah. So he just goes, blah. So he's like a Frankenstein blowing a kiss.
But a little gay.
Because it's doing the back of the hand, and his fingers are extended in that old fifth grade test.
And he's wearing high heels.
Did you ever... lipstick. And loving the musical. Did you ever pass that test with your fingernails?
Oh, totally. I fail it all the time.
I said, look at your fingernail.
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
You did both. That's awesome.
On one hand. Just the other night, the last time I was over here, I thought I stepped in some dog poop and I did the wrong way.
There's a wrong way to look at dog poop?
Yeah, on your shoe.
There are so many classes. This is how homophobic I think our society is, that there's so many classifications. Like, you like Barbara Streisand. How are you supposed to look at poop on your shoe to not be gay?
It's from Murphy Brown. It's one of the two. It's the two tests. It's the fingernails and then the shoes. You say there's something on your shoes, and if you stand up and cross your foot in front of your knee, like you're going to sit with your knee your ankle on your knee, that means you're straight. But if you lift your foot up behind you and turn your head over your shoulder to look at it, that makes you gay, because that's how ladies look at their shoes.
It's because you're presenting to your shoe. Is that
you're like
over your shoulder, like,
looking,
hey,
over here. That's very feminine to check over your shoulder. Hey,
I look over this way. I don't, why
that's gay.
So, hold on a second. It's gay that you're not flexible? That's what that says. If I can't lift my leg up in front of me to be able to look at my shoe because I'm not flexible, I can't sit Indian style or whatever. What do they call it? Crisscross apple? I said that earlier. What is crisscross applesauce?
It means Indian style.
Oh, okay. So, I can't sit that way. So, that's why I wouldn't look.
Why can't you sit that way?
Because it hurts. I'm 30.
And you can't sit Indian style?
No.
I think you need to do some stretches.
No.
Yes.
No.
You should be able to sit Indian style. At 30.
I haven't had a desire to do it or a need. That's the reality of being 30.
You can't do it. then you need to be able to do it.
I also can't climb Mount Everest. That doesn't mean I need to go do it.
Your body should naturally...
I can't fly. I can't define a black hole.
What?
And I also can't mule a soul. None of these things.
Because that last one is from a actually, most of those things, except for the defining the black hole. But I don't think anybody
films,
can.
Really? I didn't think of a movie when I just was pulling things
out. It
was
pretty good, though. It was because I was playing that game on my iPod a moment ago.
Oh, that's probably it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't understand. Why is it that because I don't know how to... I know how,
yeah.
But I can't.
Your body at 30 years old should not be so inflexible that you can't sit with your legs crossed.
Let me explain something to you.
I believe you will.
We are both in our 30s.
Some of us more than others.
We have begun to die officially.
I think you begin to die the moment you're born.
No. It's the over the hill. It's you're getting
we're not
older.
Over the hill.
I know, but we're at the apex, kind of.
No.
Yes, over the hill is the idea. So
it's 40.
No, and that's over. We're at the top of the hill.
No, so being we got 10 years
over it, and then coasting down
we
is still when
got,
you hit 40.
We still got. That means a third of how much life we've lived, we have to go before we're at the apex.
What?
At 40 is the top. That's the...
No, 40, you're mistaken. Over the hill means you're over it. You're on the other side going
so
down.
So it's like 39 364 days.
Your childhood and your teens and 20s is all going uphill. And then it's not really... It's because it's a curve or a plateau. Depending
says you.
On how you see
I thought it was a spike at the top.
No.
I thought it just went...
And then boom. No, because then by that definition, then I would be able to do crisscross applesauce until I was 38.
You should. Be able to do crisscross applesauce until you're at least 50.
No, see, then again, this is why you're
there
wrong.
There are men and women in their 70s that can do it.
I know, because they're different. But my point is, the whole idea of it being the hill, right, is that it's what your body can naturally do. Okay? It's that it shouldn't have to try at that point. Because
you know why
I could run a mile when I was 13.
Yep.
But I couldn't run it as good as when I was like 8 because I didn't know I was running a mile.
You can't know. Of course you could run a better mile when you're 13 than when you were 8. You were stronger.
I'm pretty sure that there are records at Somerset Middle School that will prove you wrong.
No, if you couldn't run a mile faster at age 13 than age 8, there is something wrong with you. And I take it all back because your body is stronger.
What if I'm Benjamin Button, but only with PE? Because I could never do the sit and reach. I'm trying to think of all how inflexible I am. When I get down and dirty, though, I can get pretty limber.
See, that's my point.
It's incentive, maybe. Maybe. So I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna backpedal, and I'm gonna say I can crisscross applesauce when I really, really want to.
I don't know why crisscross applesauce would ever come up handy in the bedroom, and I don't think I'm supposed to know. So you just keep that applesauce to yourself.
Let me just say, I know that you are. I was gonna say a man of the cloth, but I don't think that's right.
That's not accurate.
A man who...
After God's own heart.
Okay, a man after God's own heart. But, so, there's only so much missionary you can do, is what I was going to say. And then eventually you start thinking, what could I do?
I'm going to sit Indian style and see what happens.
You go back and go, well, what have I learned in school? And so you go back, first thing in school that I did was we sat on little squares of duct tape, crisscross applesauce, because they couldn't...
I'm sorry, you had duct tape?
Yeah.
You didn't have mats or carpet or anything?
Well, we had carpet, but there was carpet and then little duct tape squares.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I thought you were just sitting on rolls of duct tape.
No. I said little squares of duct tape.
That's all you got was a square of duct tape?
Yes.
Take your roll of duct tape, tear off a square, and sit on it.
Well, they didn't give it to us. They had it already, it was laid out. That was like the seating chart.
Got it.
And so so that's where you start. You go, I learned a crisscross apple. And we called it Indians.
You called it Indian style.
I think maybe it was Native American style was too hard to say. I don't know. Do both Indians sit crisscross? You're going to go to India. These are questions you need to know the answers to.
Absolutely. That's
maybe that's why you're so hard up about this crisscross applesauce, because now you're a man of India.
I'm not a man of India.
Well, do you know the language?
No.
Yeah.
I know like a half dozen words.
When you said no, I thought you were asking if I said like no, like K-N-O-W. I was like, No, you don't know?
No.
Oh.
I know a dozen words. Words, maybe at this point.
No more than I do.
Maybe two dozen.
Do you know how to say the word no?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Nahi.
And how about K-N-O-W?
I don't know that one.
You should learn it. How do you say I don't know?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to phrases
yet. Oh, it's the same as in English?
Okay. It's going to be like this tonight. There are a lot of words, according to Rosetta Stone, that are the same, like bread. It's great when they're like, repeat after me. And they'll be saying, you know, sabe is clearly an apple. Unda is egg. Bread. Like, that's bread.
What if it wasn't, though? What if it was like, I don't know, crisscross applesauce?
Yeah. Well, it's because they don't have bread. They have naan. That's their kind of bread. So bread in
you
the
said
pictures.
They don't have bread. I was like, oh, boy.
Well, they don't. They have naan, which is a flat, thin, pretty tasty bread.
Does this mean that I'm a horrible person? Because when you said they don't have bread, the first thing I thought about with you going to a mission there was that I was like, how are you going to give these people communion? Are they going to think you're poisoning them? Or they're just going to be like, no. Or has it, nin.
Nahi. Yeah, if they said, nan, they'd be want some bread. Nan. They want bread.
So it's nan, not nah.
Nan is bread.
Okay.
Nahi is no.
Because I was thinking maybe that na. Maybe that's why they're not into the Beatles. Because they're like, bread.
And the Beatles were heavily influenced by Hinduism and the Indian culture.
Maybe it is bread.
Maybe.
Because you can't say na without saying the non part.
I'm going to have to look up with this.
You've already gotten the accent down.
Ah, easy. Okay, very good. Yes. Namaste.
are you gonna go like take a yoga class while you're there? Because I know you like yoga.
No, I don't think so. Because really, yoga in India is much more religiously based. It draws a lot more from Hinduism, and the westernized yoga is more about relaxation and flexing and sort of things. But the Hindu version of yoga is about deep meditation and psychotropic dreams, and
holy crap,
they get really deep into it. It's much more dark.
Psychotropic?
Yeah, like psychedelic, they can get themselves into a meditative state that is equal to going on LSD.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a total idiot. Yeah, no, I was... Tropic got me. I didn't understand it. I was like...
Psychotropic?
Yeah.
It's like you go into the woods and there's a guy with a knife.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to break down the root, like the Latin. I'm like, okay, psycho, I know that means like mind.
Right.
But I was like, what is it? Mind jungle?
Psychotropic.
Mind, sweet fruit? Mind...
No, I said it right. Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, psychotropic.
Listen, I can't crisscross applesauce. What makes you think I can understand the complexities of the Hindu culture? All right, let's do it.
So, Andrew Preston, when Natalie comes back, Andrew has something that she wants her to read. He wants her to read.
Is it this?
Yeah, that won't be
Natalie. Oh, I'm supposed to wait?
Yeah, you have to wait till Natalie gets her.
And then she can read this thing right here.
Yeah, that sentence, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, now I get it.
Welcome back.
Now I get it. I just saw the email and I read it and I just figured we'd read it on the show. But yeah, no, she could read it for him. Here's our first voicemail. This is a while ago.
Hey, this is Michael Burkian, and I just wanted to let you know. Or ask a question, actually. So did you guys ever have that telemarketer call you guys back again?
You played this one.
If so, please let me know, because I left him a voice message saying to call you guys back, because that's what I wanted him to do. That would have been funny for me. Okay. Oh, wait. And so, you know, the video you posted of your son dancing? That was hilarious. You should post more of those. Okay.
You didn't play that one?
No, I think I played it for us off air, but I don't think I... And if I did, then I apologize. It's just maybe some subconscious part of my mind wants to hear Michael Burke's quiet, stoned voice.
Yeah, he may not be stoned.
I don't care. He's
probably stoned.
He is in our minds and in our hearts, and that's all that matters. So here's another... Speaking of stoned...
The JK Show voicemail. Really? I thought we had dealt with that last week. This is the second funniest podcast. I want you to get on that. Get on that. Man.
So that's Jordan Rosa. And so what had happened is I think Jordan had been saying, I want to call in and do some bit. So maybe this is what happens when we don't occupy Jordan's time with getting either to Kevin's house or here. So he's probably thinking, well, I probably can't be completely drunk because I'll need to walk from my apartment down to the car at least. And so when we don't have that happening, this is what that's what he does with his free time. And then one of these, I think, is actually... oh, and to answer Michael Burke's question, no, we never got a call back from that guy. We have had other people call the wrong number, but it's always been stuff where I've been like, I've been afraid. But that guy, as a telemarketer, I'm like, screw that guy.
What were you afraid of?
I just didn't want to be like giving out his information, stuff like that. I didn't want to be a total jerk. But the telemarketer, and thank you, by the way, Michael Burke, because that would have created some hilarious content if we could have got each of you like, saying, hey, I heard that, you know, I want some life insurance, blah, blah, blah. Can you call me back at this number? And then he can't.
Always
what if Michael Burke
number?
Was too high and he gave him his own cell phone number by accident?
Oh, that'd be funny. That's a good idea.
All right, here's the other next one.
Hi, this is Constantine Anthony, longtime listener, one-time guest. I just want to say that, Kevin Miller, I have never heard an argument about the pilot episode of Star Trek Voyager like the one you just gave. Leaving the bomb, I get it. But it's the impetus for the show. They needed to create a scenario.
Oh, man.
But there's no way around it. They had to be idiots, or else they wouldn't have been stuck out there.
You're going to release the list.
Anyway, Tom Paris rules.
Who's Tom Paris?
Tom Paris is just about the most uninteresting character in the history of television.
Oh, okay. He was the guy on Star Trek Voyager?
Yeah, he was the comm off, or the pilot. He was so uninteresting.
Did you notice that Tuvok is the principal on iCarly?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was
watching.
Does
he play essentially Tuvok? Or Chris Goodrum.
That's the thing. Like, when you watch him, like, because before I saw that little episode on iCarly, I can't remember where I was that I watched it. I was for some reason, I think it's because I was like, I should watch children's programming to prepare myself for when my kid gets older. Because, like, iCarly is almost more popular than SpongeBob, right? And I like it, too. But I was like, oh, this baby, it'll be fun. It's light. I can just play it in the
we
background.
We should post something for iCarly.
Creepy.
We wouldn't be the only 30-year-olds. I guarantee it.
Well, here's the thing, too. Just get sidetracked. Is that they put her one time in like a bikini, right? Mm.
She's what, 13?
I think so. Like maybe in real life, she's 15 or 16.
For those of you who don't know, the premise of iCarly on Nickelodeon is that she runs her own YouTube, and people, real listeners or real viewers, can post stupid kid tricks, and they'll actually incorporate them into the actual television show, as well as their available on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's quite a clever gimmick.
It's a great idea for a show.
iCarly.com.
And it's like, I when I watched the two episodes that I saw, was that I was like, you know, I think that if this technology was around when I was this age, I would have probably tried to do something like this if I could have.
And if I was born in this generation, I would have 10 iPhone apps.
I just thought of that. Like, think of Jacob. Like, hope I don't become, like, this creates a whole new, like, version of, like, not stage mom, but, like, crazy obsessed parent, you know, trying to live vicariously through their kid.
I think it's part of the global community. Like, his voice is available. If he wants to be a part of the global community, he can.
Well, I was just thinking, like, where my dad would, you know, my dad, I was thinking, oh,
was
I
on
wanted...
He CB radio, wasn't he?
Well, no. He did put one in my car, and I had one, and he was trying to get me to go.
Those are pretty cool, the original, like, cell phones.
My dad's like weirdy, like nerd redneck. Like, he started off with CB radios, right? And then when he was a kid, he figured out how to tweak them so that he could broadcast a super signal, which is illegal.
Illegal.
And then...
What was he broadcasting on, like a frequency or just all CB?
Well, no, you can... I don't know how it works.
Well, who would receive it?
Like truck drivers and stuff that were on CB radio from miles away. It's the intent of a CB radio is, I think, like a 9-mile radius or something like that.
Real small.
And then there are truck drivers who put a boost on the signal and they can go 20, 30, sometimes more. I think his was like 20 or 30 or something.
Do they still use those? I wonder. With cell phones now, I imagine they just sit on the phone.
Well, it's instant access. It's like Twitter for truck drivers.
But
you know
so
what I mean?
Is Nextel with that boop, boop. That walkie-talkie stuff's been around.
They might, but I don't think Nextel is completely universal. You know, my dad did say that there were, because here's what my whole thing was, is that he's more into ham radio than he is CB radio, which is kind of more nerdy than it is redneck. Yeah. But the only reason he got into ham radio, I think, is because of his original rednecky interest in CB radio. what was I saying before that? This
Jacob and technology.
Yeah. So my dad's thing was I was playing with radio controlled cars.
Right.
Right.
Which
and so.
Great.
So he was I hope. Here, let me just put this disclaimer in case dad is still listening. I highly doubt that he is now. Like, my parents are very good, and I'm not. I don't want them to sound like I don't love them or anything like that. I just think it's funny. I don't like. No, is that they go really passionate up front. So right. It's like when I start doing a podcast, they're like, "Oh, we love. I'm gonna listen every episode." Right, you know, right. My mom's on all this stuff. You know, and everything. But then, like, you know, once I'm 6 months in, they're like, "Eh," you know.
Yeah, I like think I've been most doing stand-up. Listeners are like that. They're like, that's awesome. And then we have 30 episodes like, gosh, that's a lot
of work.
I mean, you're doing it all the time, right? So,
how much could I possibly miss?
Yeah, really? Just listen to it whenever.
Oh, I hope not. I don't want to be depressed. That'd be depressing.
We don't want just our friends listening to this
podcast. Want more people. We want more people.
If you don't know us, I will give you a dollar.
Because this is the reality. Like, this could potentially change my career. Like, it could. And now that you want, could you say that on the show?
It will.
No, well, Kevin was. Can I say this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Kevin was talking to me during dinner where he said that
look
goes,
how pretty your wife is with her hair.
She's gorgeous,
back.
Right?
Oh, look at that.
She, not you. You're a he. Kevin was
going to get her to sit down.
Look at that. Oh, wow. Flattery gets you everywhere with Mrs. Warsham. We have something back. We need you to read, by the way, dear, so you know.
I'm going to need a Klondike bar, though.
Okay. Right. Sad Natalie.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate coated with chocolate.
Second funniest podcast brought to you by Klondike.
Good humor. What
with
would
milk
you do
on
for.
The side.
That's a good point. Yeah. Klondike is made by Good Humor. They could be a group.
Ooh, they would be our. Yeah. We'd need to write them. We'll just say, hey, want to sponsor us?
I love them. I got 4 boxes of them in my freezer right now.
Gosh. And you never not eat. Wow, that does look like a giant piece of chocolate. That looks great.
It's delicious. What was I saying now?
Technology.
Oh, so my dad was into. I said that this could potentially change my career. And that Kevin was saying he's going to try to figure out a way to put together 10 to 15 minutes of stand up so that when I start headlining, which should be soon,
should be real soon,
that I could use him as an opener. It'd still take another year or two of me being a headliner before I could bring a whole show with me.
Yeah, but that's the idea. Like, I just want to MC your show. Yeah. Like, I want to be the host.
I said to him, I'm like, well, why don't you learn, just put together 20 minutes so you can open for me, and then you can actually make some decent money. He's like, nah. Although, if I get to a level high enough to where I'm, like, getting door deals and stuff like that, like Gabriel Iglesias, he travels with, like, 5 guys that open for him.
Right.
And they're, like, a whole show, and they handle his merch, and they're getting more money than I am to feature at an improv. You know what I mean? So
we'll do that. I'll run your merch table.
There
I'll
we go. Perfect. Done.
It'll be fun. Natalie, open up her... place? What's the comedy club?
Shit Ticklers or whatever it was.
Tickles. He can't help but laugh.
Oh, God. Why is
it? Gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty
good. And then the featured drink would be called a shit tickler. Why do you keep moving it if you want me to fucking talk in it?
Where would you want to open up this comedy club? Oh, Eddie Murphy's back.
I don't know. It won't happen until I have a lot of money.
Do you think that there's enough room in L.A. for another comedy
club? Hold on, I want to explain what just
happened. A good one.
Oh, shit.
Microphone was pointed slightly away from Natalie because of where her seat, she just sat down. So she kept moving her head. So I was spinning it by the base while she was talking. And I just kept going past her head, like doing kind of like that thing when somebody's trying to get in the car and you press the gas. And she kept talking until she started cussing at me.
That was pretty great.
Oh, there's so much backpedaling, I can't remember my head. So okay, my dad.
That's been now.
Help my career. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends about this show because the more people I get into the show, more people might like this. And then they'll come to see me do stand-up and blah, blah, blah.
And then I can open for you.
And then you can open for me, and Natalie can own her crazy-ass comedy club in Los Angeles.
That's a better name.
Where she judges the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory and the Improv with their 40-year history. But what do they know? Although it's only 20, 30 years. I don't know. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
My dad was into RC cars, and so this is why I was so afraid, is that my dad would like, oh, you want to build RC cars? And it was like, in my mind, cool. I'm like, oh, let's do this. It'll be like a father-son thing, right? But he would be so annoyed with me at 7 or 8 years old that I couldn't put together, because this is like a $300. It's not like a Radio Shack car. It's $300. And some of them had gas-powered engines. And it would be all this cool technology, and I was into it. But as 8 years old, you could only sit and watch him build it so much. But I think, it's hard. I wish I'm going to talk to him. I don't know if he did it because he was irritated with me not doing it right, or if he was only buying those cars so that he could build them and play with them a little.
Ding, ding. You think so, dude? I will take answer number two.
The second one.
Yeah.
So getting into that is that, like, I wonder if that'll be my thing for Jacob, or if he
just
wants
like
to put...
the paper route. It's the same thing.
No.
The paper route was so you could learn how to make money.
No, the paper route was so I could have money. Because here's, my father got away with not having to buy me anything from the time I was 9 years old until...
Except birthday gifts, right? Really? Wow.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to sound... I'm always afraid because I don't want it to sound like my parents were horrible because they were the best.
They weren't healthy.
No, they were healthy. They were great.
They told you if you didn't start behaving, you'd be buried in the backyard with the four former attempts
that
at children.
That is totally healthy.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Will you do that to Jacob?
Yeah.
Not if I get there first.
It builds character.
It builds character.
It does. Because as a kid, when my dad told... because it's a truth... And I think I've told this on the show.
Several times.
It made me feel like I couldn't screw up. It gave me what I call the fear of God, you know, in that I was like, if I can't screw up. Because I never felt like my dad didn't love me. I just felt like it's not a big deal to kill your kid if he's not worth keeping around. Like, that's honestly, just think about it. Like, think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it.
That's terrible. No, but if you grew up in a household, right, where that was just okay. Like, that, because it wasn't like there was anger behind it.
I'm not here to judge you, but no.
No?
It's so terrifying.
What do you think, dear?
Klondike bar's good.
Is that like your no comment?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't really paying attention. I'm fucking eating the Klondike bar.
Make her read this thing.
I could fucking punch you in the face.
Andrew Preston has written in and he has
something.
Remember
Andrew Preston from Great America?
Oh, yeah. The blonde hair, blue-eyed cyberspace dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good. Perfect. See this little line? Here, I'll read the rest of it, and then you read the line in quotes right there. But it says... He got a little broken English on us. I listen to the 33rd most funny podcast on occasion, and I would like to have three words read aloud. And it says, I don't care who says it, but I prefer Natalie. So if you could say that right there for us, please, dear.
Lost in cyberspace, sucked goat balls.
No, I'm not sure what that's a reference to in particular or what.
I think just says, that's a very Andrew Preston
thing
to
say. How is it that people don't love this show? We do whatever they fucking want us to.
And
I just realized that.
Make everybody else listen to it.
I mean, everybody else listen. What if there are other
people? Look, Joseph, I'm flashing you. Look, look, can you see?
If Joseph only knew how unattractive you looked right then. You had fucking melted chocolate all out over your teeth, you crazy white trash.
He's in love with her more now than ever.
Look, Joseph, look, I'm flashing you on this audio medium.
She was actually doing it.
She was miming. No, she was. She had her fists up.
I know. She was pretending to
I was
do
holding
it.
My Klondike bar. Come on. Let's be real.
You were holding your imaginary shirt above your imaginary breasts.
No, it's
breasts.
My Klondike ripper.
For some reason, with her going, I was holding my Klondike bar. Made me feel like I was married to a trans. Sexual. Like,
you're not?
Sugar water.
Oh my God. You ruin the show every time. I don't understand.
Eggert wanted sugar water.
Where is our child?
She's on a walk.
Oh, okay. I don't understand why people love her on this show so much. Because now it makes me laugh. Because Joseph told me multiple times about how great it is. He gave me notes on like the show.
Oh, that's
sweet. And he was fair enough to say this is just one guy's opinion. But I do agree with his opinion. He
was
said
it on
that,
the show that we left all those voicemails? Those
No. He was surprised. He goes. I was surprised you played all that stuff. Because I didn't think you would play hardly any of it. And I said, well, I didn't listen to any of it until in the show. I go, but I did learn that we're going to have to import those long voicemails so we can start and stop at least. Because we couldn't fast forward or anything like that through any of that stuff. But he loves her. His other note was that he thinks that we get too inside, like show businessy type stuff, which I agree with. I think
that's
that
why I
had
described iCarly.
Ah, that's a good point, huh? People just think their iPods are down. I started thinking.
Silence is golden.
Gordon?
Oh, we're getting a call.
Ooh.
Oh, is this? Do you already know who this is? Let's see.
I don't.
Is it Teresa?
Thanks for calling the Second Funniest Podcast. This is Justin. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, this is your old drinking buddy, J-Dob.
What's up, J-Dob?
we just played your drunken voicemail of the where you were belittling us for calling it the JK Show outgoing message or whatever it was.
Well, I just, you know, you need to get on that shit.
Well, I fixed it. If you want, I can hang up on you, and you can call back and leave a voicemail, and then you'll know it's fixed.
So I'll check later in the week. I wasn't that drunk. I was like,
how drunk are you right now?
I don't think he can hear you.
How drunk are you right now?
Who's on the show there?
Natalie, right now. We didn't have a guest.
Natalie, hey, I'm a big fan.
How big drunk?
I can't hear anything.
He's so drunk.
You can't hear.
She makes
anything.
A hell of a baby.
She makes a hell of a baby.
It's ask Jordan. Him, he's saying he's a big fan of you. I'm having to hook up her headphones.
Ask him how much alcohol he's had.
Oh, she doesn't have her cans on. That's
right.
What we call
him. He can't hear me, can he?
No, he can hear you.
Can you hear me, Jordan?
I can hear you.
Oh, how much have you had to drink?
I'm sorry?
How much have you had to drink?
I shared my tequila flask with my lovely date when we watched Inglourious Basterds over at the Arclight.
Oh, you just got out of Inglourious Basterds?
Just got out of the Inglourious Basterds. It may not be the movie of the year, but it is the movie to beat right now.
Oh, the movie to beat. So you're saying that it is only August, so there is more year to come, but there will be what? What do you guys?
She's hot.
You look like you were like it's loud.
I look like it's loud.
Look, sound.
I sound like it's loud to
in
you?
In my head, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness sakes.
Sorry, our guest is a little bit of a diva, Jordan. So you're right. Saying it's the movie to beat right now for movie of the year. So can you give us...
Was it better than District 9?
I haven't seen no District 9.
You should see District 9. Pretty freaking great.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But, I doubt that it's Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in the West. So.
Well, here's the thing, Jordan. You're there with your lady. You've only polished off half a tequila flask, from my understanding. So why don't you just go back and go see District 9 with your lady while intoxicated on tequila. It's an early night still.
It's a win-win.
Oh, that might be. Well, we're heading over to a big barbecue over here.
Will they be playing District 9?
No. We left the Arclight. I got to grill a bunch of burgers for a bunch of my lady's friends.
Why do people say Arclight?
I'm the man.
It's Arclight.
Shut up, Natalie.
He's saying Arclight.
No, I'd say Arclight too, because it's so easy to say Arclight.
It's Arclight.
But it's Arclight.
And what's
but it sounds like Arclight.
It's not Arclight.
If you say it fast.
How does it saying fast
and
add an extra sound?
It's not just tequila.
Arclight? It's Arclight. Yeah. No one says Arclight.
Mm.
Jordan and the listener, I'm going to apologize because my wife is drunk on stupidity right now. So,
she's drunk on her own power.
She's got a hot microphone and she's going to bring out the burning issues in America, like how do people pronounce movie theater names in Los Angeles?
Arclight.
I'm in favor of this. I want to hear her.
Why does everybody love what she says?
Because
why?
I'm not on very much. That's the only reason.
She's prettier
than
you.
Really pays
she's
attention
pretty,
to me.
She's prettier. Than me? Is that really what it is?
Yes.
No.
Here's what I should do. I should write all of my jokes out for you to go read, and then maybe we would both, or you would become rich and famous.
Are you kidding? That would kill.
Oh, that is funny.
That'd be huge. When Natalie gets up on stage and goes, like, you know what? Being a new father is crazy. That would be huge.
But she does it all in like a half crumpled up piece of like binder paper, like legal pad.
Yeah, like she's like really cribbing her notes, and she's wearing like a beat up like John Deere cap of yours or something. Like that'd be, I think it'd be a good look.
What do you think? You are more likely to have a John Deere cap than I am. The only redneck hat I have is a
bad.
What?
I have like a bass fishing hat. I don't have a John Deere hat. But,
we have
gears
of war hats.
That's all I'm saying.
I have a NASCAR hat. That's what I have.
That's true.
No, a NASCAR hat. That works.
I feel like you guys think that when I leave to go out on the road, I put on a flannel shirt and rip off the sleeves and go, ging, 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 ging.
You don't?
I don't feel like you do that, but I do feel like, you dirty up a little.
Oh, I dirty up a little. Like I don't act as smart as I am, or
I know. I'm just saying, like, I don't see you like wearing like a black turtleneck and an electric blue blazer and jeans. You know.
That's because I'm not a comic living in 1987.
Thank you for picking that up.
All right, Jordan, well, we'll let you go back, unless there's anything else that you wanted to say to us. I feel like I cut you off.
I was going to be giving away tickets for the big second funniest podcast premiere of District 9 last week, but nobody showed up. Oh. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Did we?
What that was going on?
That's our audience, and they don't really respond. They listen, but they don't respond.
Yeah. We're thinking about
need more prizes. I'm the new member of the second funniest podcast prize patrol. You need to be a fan.
What intersection are you at right now, Jordan, so we could send people to you?
I am at North Kingsley in Santa Monica.
All right, North Kingsley in Santa Monica.
Where he lives.
Yeah, that's right. We got all your favorite bits out there in Little Armenia.
And you just get down here, and I'll have a fantastic prize of I'm sure I've got a DVD I'll give you.
Let's so you go. Got 15.
But make sure they have to have the second funniest podcast bumper sticker, otherwise they get nothing.
You have to either have a second funniest podcast bumper sticker or the T-shirt on. Yeah.
Well, of which you would have to make
and
both.
They know the phrase that pays.
For days and days,
the phrase that pays.
Jordan Rosa, everybody. Jordan Rosa.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Take care, man.
All right. You guys have a good night.
All right. Thanks again, man. Bye. Oh, I love that guy. That's the best.
Was that really him?
That was really him.
You sure?
Yes.
Wow.
I saw his phone number. I wish I knew how to do... Oh, hold on. We have one more voicemail. Let me just play this one.
Hey, what's up, Justin and Kevin and any guests you may have on this week? This is Jeremy. I'm currently driving and shifting gears. This is illegal, but it's okay. I just want to let you know I was hopping on to 880 from 237, and I happened to see a van with a vinyl on the back that was advertising The Brawl Lady.
Oh.
Yeah, Virginia.
Sorry, shifting gears, yeah. And I thought that was amazing, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to The Brawl Lady. It's been so long since I've listened because I've been busy and gone and all that other stuff. So everything slips my mind. But I'm going home now to download the podcast and catch up.
I love how we have a trademark like salutation now.
Okay, boy.
Okay, boy. That's good, Virginia the Bra Lady. It's kind of weird how small our... No, that's almost insulting now that I think about it. I was going to say it's kind of weird how small our listenership is, that people know other people and can literally be driving behind them. Maybe we're too concentrated.
To friends in San Jose.
Maybe we should expand beyond...
Listen,
comedy.
I think you're being hard on yourself. And
what?
The baby is crying. Oh. Because we have listeners that live out in England and in Japan.
That's
you know,
true.
I'm sure they listen.
That's
to
my
every
lot
episode.
In life. My lot in life is to be hard on myself and then to be unnecessarily angry at things, but want to be a nice person. Like that's
a lot. There's a lot there.
I know. I used to think I was like, oh gosh, what was it? There was stuff that made me. I got unbelievably angry about the idea that these women that drive oversized SUVs mm-hmm. that are like 4'10",
yeah,
and they get behind the wheel of these tanks yeah. that they just drive around any city. Doesn't even have to be Los Angeles; just any place.
Denver,
they could drive around in Denver because I'm going to be driving in the snow. I'm going to have my kids in the car. Everybody should be safe from my crazy inability to drive a vehicle within my means. And so then they park.
And they have a latte in one hand.
Yeah, and then they park the damn thing, and they can't park it, so it's always crooked. They're taking up two parking spaces.
Cause they deserve it because it's a big car.
Exactly. The self-important these pieces of shit are. And then I feel guilty because I'm like, oh, these women, they just want to protect their kids. But they have And I'm like, no. I have this fight in me that one of them wants to punch him in the face and the other one wants to just sit down over one of their
that's the
McLattes.
Same moment. Exactly. That was drinking her McLattes with her
that's right. That hit you up.
Backed out of her spot and hit me. God. Jumped out of her car and started screaming at me that somehow it was my fault that she hit me with her car in a parking lot. Oh, so, gosh. Yes, I hear you. I hear you.
I just want to punch them in the face.
What part?
All of them.
Yes.
All of them. There was something else that made me... Do you remember what it was, dear? Was there something that... What made me angry recently?
He's not talking to me when he says dear.
Which day? She said, which day? I don't know. What's the last? I remember recently becoming like physically so angry at something and just the whole time thinking I shouldn't be this angry about it.
It was the baby.
Here's what it was. I was on a walk and for whatever reason, I always get stuck behind some, and this is going to be racist and I'm sorry, but I get stuck behind some Mexican herd of some kind.
What's a Mexican herd?
I call it a Mexican group that walks together but takes up the whole fucking sidewalk. So
When I'm walking.
Like you can't get around them.
How old are these Mexican herds?
Well, they run the gambit. It's the,
oh, it's
the
like
latest. The latest generation all the way up to two generations before the Civil War. And they're all there and walking right in front of me. And they're all going at a steady pace of 0.75 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And they're just trucking along and completely oblivious. And then, but see, here's the thing. The reality of this situation is all I need to do is kind of go, excuse me, and walk around.
Yeah.
But I'm incapable. I just sit there and I fume. And I just want to take the stroller that I'm pushing and I just want to clip their heels, not the young ones, not the kids, but the ones,
the niños,
the old ones. No, that's the kids, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not the niños.
Yeah,
the old ones.
I know, that's what I said.
I want to take out the old people.
I'm agreeing with you.
Now but you're saying niños.
Yeah,
I feel like you should be saying
like
old
you're saying,
people.
I don't want to hit the young ones. The niños.
Oh, gotcha.
No, not the niños. No, you just said the niños.
Okay.
And then you started yelling at me. I'm going to clip you with a stroller.
Like co-hosts, too, that don't understand when I'm talking about something new now, even though they're really mentioning it from before, and then now it's there. That pisses me off, too, for no freaking reason.
Why'd you clean that up? I'm surprised.
I don't know.
Natalie's the only one that's cursed tonight.
The fact that I want to cuss sometimes, but then I feel guilty when I do.
I'm very conflicted.
I am.
How's therapy going?
Not good. I'm out. Oh. Maybe I need to go back.
Maybe. Just saying. It's not normal to be so conflicted.
This was the other thing.
Must be a lot of work.
People's constant... Maybe I've talked about this too in the show, but people's constant need to tell me about...
To go into therapy.
People's constant need to tell me about what my son needs.
Oh,
what he should be doing, what is good
for
him.
I was just thinking about that, about how when you made some noise in the grocery store and your kid react when he was like 2 months old and that woman who you don't know from a head of lettuce says, oh, not so loud,
Dad. Yeah, not so loud, Dad. Yeah, you're scaring the baby.
And you're like, I will clip you with a stroller.
There wasn't a 4 foot deep deli counter in between that me and that bitch.
Oh, she was the deli counter
worker? She was a fucking employee of the grocery store. I'm paying her goddamn salary.
Those poor
and she's going to tell me. She doesn't even have fucking kids. She showed me a picture of her niece and goddamn nephew.
Wow. You really, how long were you there at the deli counter?
I was, I don't know, 20 minutes waiting for fucking service.
If she
spent, I don't know, maybe 25% of the time that she spent worrying about me being too loud around my fucking kid in public, then maybe I would have already had my lunch meat and could have gone home. Maybe that would have happened.
The deli at the grocery store, I was just there today. It seems like such a great idea. I have never been to a deli at a grocery store that the service was quick.
Yeah.
And where people around me weren't agitated.
Everybody's walking around back there like they're the fish in the fucking aquarium.
Right.
Like, they're the walrus or the sea otter, right? They're like, you know what? I just got to hide behind this rock because it's my way. And then there's somebody on my side who's supposed to tell me, like, well, they have to hide because that's actually how they prefer. Well, I'm paying fucking money to see a deli counter person, okay? Yeah, well, then you've been, and you never know when you're supposed to pick a fucking number or when you're not supposed to pick a number.
I
went just the other day to get chicken for him, and I go to pull the number. It says now serving number 21, and now what I do, because I'm smart, is I barely pull it out.
Look at it,
And I go, oh, it says 25, and they're just serving 21, and there's two of us waiting outside the counter at a grocery store in the middle of the goddamn day. How hard is it to staff people in the middle? It's work hours, jackasses. Work hours.
Not prime deli hours.
Though. No, here's the real kicker is that the Ralph's that I'm at is that you know how the deli is usually like that's lunch meats and cheeses, right?
Yeah.
And then you have all of the fried chicken and now they make Chinese fucking food. And like, because when I think Chinese food, I want to get it at a grocery store.
And sushi. You can get everything.
So they have all of that. And then the cakes, that's a whole different department. So you'll have eight people who are loading up the fucking buffets that nobody, I've never seen anybody take a single damn thing out of there except for a fork when they get a sandwich. sandwich from the deli, and they need something for the goddamn macaroni salad. But you see all these people that are like, they're pouring gobs of food like they're going to feed Vikings when they come to Ralph's to get their fried chicken and their chicken chow mein and shit.
Vikings love chicken chow mein.
That's why they invaded America.
Something might be wrong with your history.
I'm not kidding. I'm being serious. Like, there were four people.
Yeah.
Four people, and then they go, they say to each other, like, we can't hear them again because I guess they're in an aquarium.
Yeah.
They say, where's the people for the deli? And then the other girl's like, I don't know. I guess they're in the back or something.
Instead of going and getting them.
So right. So why in God's green earth would we go in the back?
Yep.
Why would we go in the back and then get someone so that we can help these people? I'll tell you why.
That's what I'm saying.
Because we're too self-absorbed with preparing the food that nobody's going to fucking buy to help the people that are trying to buy goddamn food right then and there.
And this is the problem because it's on both ends. Those people are so, they get hit on, or not hit, but they get attacked by people on the other side of the counter that are irate like you are.
But I wasn't then. I'll be all right now.
I believe you. I know. But I like, I'm waiting at the deli, and I've almost gotten in fights with people waiting for service at the deli twice.
Why is it that we live in an age where people can, I can pick up my cell phone and I can hear updates from celebrities and everything, but you go to a goddamn deli counter and then all of a sudden people, they can't talk to each other. Everybody acts like we're in prison together. Yeah. And if I make eye contact, that means that I'm joining your gang.
I'm threatening you.
Yeah.
I was at a deli once and I was waiting patiently. Because I know sometimes at delis that people have to go and do the fried chicken or whatever. I got there, nobody was standing by the deli. I stood there and waited. Probably 5 minutes. Not exaggerated. I'm just hanging out 5 minutes. Finally somebody walks over the deli side and they say, "Dude, what can I get you?" And so I go through and I was buying a lot of things for my mom. So it was like some turkey and some roast beef and trying a bunch of different cheeses. I wanted to get her different things for her to try. And this guy, when he had had enough, because I'd ordered maybe five things, and I said, "Yeah, and I just want like a quarter pound of that pepper jack to try." And this guy next to me just loses it. "We were here before you, and nobody was over here to help." I said, "I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I've ordered a lot. Would you like to go?" "No, it's fine. Forget it. Just go. I said,
"I am a 40-year-old baby."
Exactly. I said, "Sure. All right. Yeah, the quarter pound of pepper jack. Thanks." And he starts yelling at his wife, and he storms away. And he starts telling his wife at full voice across the grocery store, "That jackass over there trying to take our place in line." I walk over and I said, I can hear you, sir. And again, I didn't know you were next. I was waiting and was happy. He just walks away in anger. And his wife turns and looks me dead in the eye and says, "Will you just leave us alone?"
And I have a theory as to why this happens. You know what? This happens because we're spoiled. This happens because we don't have to hunt and gather anymore. We don't have to fight each other. We don't have to fucking kill.
You don't have to do anything that would make you flexible enough to sit crisscross applesauce at 30 years old.
No. I don't think that's what the issue is.
Really? You don't think that's the problem?
No. I think that's okay. I think that nomadic Indians would not sit crisscross applesauce because if we had to go, I don't know how to address that.
You don't. Because I'm right. It hurts. No. It hurts that I waited that long to set you up with your own trap.
I don't know that you're right. I think it's an opinion.
No, it's absolutely true. If you were having to go out and hunt and move and you couldn't sit in a car to get from point A to B and you couldn't just
have time to sit crisscross applesauce.
Because your body would be flexible enough from being used. People used to have to walk to get to places. Now we sit in cars. You don't have to do any exercise. Doing yoga is like a waste of time because you have nothing but time. I should be using this time sitting watching cars go around in a circle. They can't even watch people do something. You have to watch cars go around in a circle.
There are people driving those cars.
There are people doing any physical exercise. They're playing a very intense video game that's real.
Okay, I was going to say, a very intense video game that's real. Now who's wrong? You just added the words, "that's real."
My point is, though, that they may be tense, but that's it. They're just sitting there. In a car. Machine is doing the work. It's a sport of machines.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's like saying that we can never have baseball practice without a pitching machine. Uh-huh. That we can have, we can never
and
wear.
They used to not. You used to have to actually have another person pitch the ball at you.
And look at how much cooler baseball is now.
Oh, it's so popular,
right? And then you couldn't have football without pads. It's just, it's an aspect of technology.
I'm not downplaying technology. I think it's very important. My point is, though, is that though even the athletes, even the ones that are supposed to be doing, who are at the physical apex of, that's the word of the evening, you would rather watch the ones that are
physical
sitting
over the hill.
That's not what apex means. You'd rather watch the ones that are physically attuned to sitting in a car than watching them hit a ball with deadly accuracy.
Do you realize that their heart beats at the rate of a person running a marathon for 3 hours straight?
What's the average lifespan of an NASCAR driver?
Well, it's hard to say because the sport is so young, but it seems like even the ones that are like there's Junior Johnson was this like 300-pound guy who actually owned like a sausage and like pork farm is what he retired to go do. Like, and he was just huge. And just like, he, you know how you can look at people's faces and just go, your heart is not okay.
Yeah.
Like if I just put a cutout of their face, like not even their hair, but just the face, like something about his lips and his nose made you go,
you would know that he was
fat. He has high cholesterol.
Yeah.
So
doctors can do that.
Yeah.
They just touch your skin. You will die in 8 days.
My doctor told me that these little nodes that I have underneath my eyes are caused by cholesterol deposits.
Yeah, they're I thought they were calcium. They're cholesterol deposits.
Right. She said that if you lower your cholesterol, they'll kind of start to recede and go away.
I'll have to see if I have any of those.
But anyway, so he had a big pig farm, and he still lived to be like in his 80s or something like that. So they all live forever. And I think it's – but here's – I don't know either because the guys before weren't driving as fast as they are now.
So
they didn't need it. Like now it's becoming like almost scientific to find drivers like Roush Racing. They did I think it was on CNN. They did this whole workup on like whether or not they're athletes was kind of – it wasn't to answer that question directly, but they were saying this is – these are arguments that that would prove that they kind of are, like, to kind of deal with that issue.
It's like wrestlers, totally. Now, currently, a car can go with the bump draft and everything can go up to 200 miles per hour, 204.
The fastest that a car goes in a track, like on a straightaway that I've seen was 212.
212 miles per hour. Now, do you think,
I think that was just at Michigan.
Do you think the technology will continue to get stronger and stronger and we'll see cars going 300 miles per hour in the next 20 years?
Maybe in the next 20 years. Oh. But, I mean, but we already see cars going, like, because
in NASCAR.
No, well, yeah, NASCAR maybe. Because the part of the issue is that, like, an Indy car, they'll run 200 miles an hour if they're on an oval track, almost around the whole track. Wow. Like, they never go slower than that. Like, they'll go 150 and up, you know?
How about the sound barrier? Will any cars be breaking the sound barrier?
No, I don't think so.
That'd be pretty awesome. Not in our lifetime.
Just rip apart is what I think would happen. But
it's possible.
So, but the idea of NASCAR is that it's supposed to be, like, real cars. Like, that's the closest to regular. No, that it just made me laugh that I was like, well, I'm like, oh, we're having a conversation about this, so we'll break this down. And then you said, no, I get it, which in my mind made me think, oh, well, then we don't have to talk about this. But I forgot we had people listening.
Sorry.
So. That's right. No, it's not your fault.
Go ahead.
It's all me.
NASCAR.
So the
it's crisscross applesauce.
All I'm saying is they lose, I think it's something like 10 to 15 pounds every race from sweating. They're sitting in 200-degree cars.
Yeah.
They have to deal with it. Like I just told you, Bristol, the Nationwide race just run, and Bristol's going to be on tomorrow. They have to deal with – I need to get Heath on the show because Heath has been a fan longer. There. He's supposed to be on in the next couple weeks or something. But
Heath Heitch,
yes.
Famous comedian.
Yes. He has been a fan since he was like a kid, and he knows more about this kind
of
stuff. And it would be nice to have some backup.
To defend you in NASCAR? Or you mean funny? Like, you want somebody to be able to carry the weight of this deadweight show?
I know, it was nice having Kira on, huh?
Also, you know, I forgot to bring this up off air, but now it seems appropriate. When I asked her if I wanted to talk to her about why she started doing comedy, like, I took the show for a dark spin last week. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She did not want to talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's because she told me, when I sent her a thank you, she said thank you for yes-anding me or whatever it was. Yeah. Was her idea. And I think it's because, in my opinion, I don't know.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, it's because she was having so much fun playing. Like, we were just telling stories and riffing. Because as a stand-up, you don't get to do that very often with the idea of it going to an audience.
You don't. She does a lot of bits.
Yes, you do a lot of riffing and bits with other comedians and funny people.
Because she has the chops to do it. But
as a stand-up, you're almost always on stage solo.
Got it.
So there's no chance for you to ever do stuff like this. And then also, I think it's kind of the same question. It's like a step below the, oh, you're a comedian, make me laugh. Like,
oh, really?
The next question is, oh, you're a comedian, what got you into comedy?
Oh, that's a shame. That makes sense.
You know, and I don't think she hated you or anything.
No.
But I
had wondered why. Because I was genuinely, like, usually people love to talk about themselves.
Exactly.
And she was like, oh.
She was having, because she said, she goes, it was a lot of fun playing with us. That's what she was having a good time doing.
Good. So listen to episode 32 of the second funniest podcast ever.
Boom.
What are we on now? Episode
33?
33?
I don't know. I lost track.
Already. That's like how old you are.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's. Maybe. When I'm 33, I'll be able to crisscross applesauce again.
I'll get you on yoga.
No,
make it happen.
No.
See, can you touch your toes?
No wonder people from.
Can you stand up and touch your toes without bending your knees?
Let's try.
Here comes. He's standing up. He's going to continue to wear his headphone. You cannot bend your knees. You have to keep your toes together. Yeah. Oh, wow. Can you touch the floor? Did that hurt?
Admittedly, that was really painful.
Where did it hurt? Where did it hurt the most?
My back and right behind my knees.
So the lower back, that hurt?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's bad news.
What's the area where your kidneys are? Is it possible to hurt your kidneys when you touch your toes?
Yes.
Because I think one of them popped. Like, we may need to shut this down and go to a hospital.
Okay, well, this has been the second funniest podcast ever.
Do I need to try and touch the floor right now?
If you can, but if it hurt to touch your toes.
How many kidneys do you need to live?
At least two.
That was one.
Well, it's just not that healthy with only one. Do you not see Lost?
He took somebody's kidney and lost.
Yeah, John Locke.
That was Nip Tuck.
His dad stole his kidney. You don't remember that?
Oh, that's right. That was way back in the beginning. Yeah. All right, here we go. To the floor.
Here it goes. He's going. Oh, that hurt. Hurt your knees, though, right? Your hamstrings. Because you're bending your knees. You're bending your knees. You can't not bend your knees. Let's get Natalie out of here. I bet she can put her head between her ankles.
Pumping her bosoms.
Check this out. Let's see if I can do it. I better be able to.
This is great radio to be doing nothing but visual stuff. Here, he's getting all yoga into it. He did saluting the mountain sun. And now he's waving to the clouds, bending over. Is he touching? I couldn't see you.
Totally.
You were not.
No, I touched the floor. Yeah.
You were not.
How dare you call me a liar?
Well, it looked like your hands were about at shin level. You're barely making contact with the tile. And only your right hand.
That is not true.
That one's turned down.
That's a lie.
Only your right fingertip was touching. All right. There we go. That was pretty impressive.
How dare you?
Did your kidneys pop at all?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Just a little.
I want to see how Natalie can do.
Are you kidding? She could probably make two laps. Like, she can touch the ground, go around and touch the ground, and go. She'll lose probably an average of 15 to 20 pounds just by touching. Because her heart will beat at the rate of a marathon runner for 3 hours while she's touching her toes.
Like a NASCAR driver.
Thanks.
That's good. I listen. How are we doing on time?
We're doing great. We're at an hour. We can wrap it up whenever.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
I want to talk about this too.
Okay.
Because I was really I like this. I like this whole deli counter thing.
Felt
like
good.
We had an agreement. Because I was worried that.
Do you not think we agree on things?
No. I believe we agree on things. But I like that we were both angry about something.
How's your back feeling? It hurts. Right
I can't
now.
Feel anything below my sternum. Does that mean I'm having a heart attack?
Usually, does your left hand tingle?
I can't feel either hand.
Okay, we should stop.
If I put them above my sternum, I could feel everything.
Can you do this? Can you do this with your shoulder? Because I can't. It'll pop out of socket.
Oh, really? And who does yoga?
Actually, it's gotten stronger since I started doing yoga, I've noticed.
Was that the answer to my question?
Well, it has nothing to do with yoga. I did snowboarding unsupervised, and that's why it popped out.
So you were out there being active, experiencing the world like you think I should be doing,
yes.
And then you injured yourself,
yes.
And then you need some yuppie exercise to fix you.
Okay, all of that is true. it's like you're proving my point.
It's not fair when you don't agree with me, because now I feel like you're living in a world where what you think is okay is okay. Maybe this is what it's like to look into my world.
Right.
Because when you talk to me, you're like, why wouldn't you want to do yoga so you could sit crisscross applesauce?
Right.
I'm thinking.
But it's more about that. It's more about the
I'm more interested in finding a way to put money in my bank account than sitting crisscross applesauce. That's what it's like in Justin Land.
But see, here's the deal, though. It's like how they say that if you drink water, you're saving money in the long run because water helps your body stay healthy. It helps flushes out bad things. It keeps you healthy and stops you from being sick, which then in turn stops you from having to take days off work and going to the doctor and seeing hospital visits, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So you drink water, it's far cheaper than going to the hospital. It's the same thing. You get flexible, you stay active when you're young, you save all sorts of money and heartache and headache when you're older.
How many times have you been to the hospital this year?
For myself? Hmm? Several.
Several?
Yeah.
Okay, let's count somebody else then.
Okay.
Several more or what?
Yeah, I don't know, probably.
Like, if you were, like, does several mean four?
Well, in the past year, I went to the hospital to watch your wife give birth. Does
okay.
that count? What are you going for here? I've been to the hospital a lot because of all the things I want to get fixed.
Yes.
On my body. My shoulder. I've been shots done.
Once.
And what for?
To get my blood tested.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
I got a physical. Had my ears checked out.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm saving money. I don't have to drink water. I can drink Cherry Coke Zero till the cows come home because I only need one checkup a year.
Okay. We're going to do this podcast in 20 years from now. We're going to see.
I hope not.
Natalie, can you touch your toes?
Every week for 20 years?
Natalie just came back into the room.
I can now. I'm so out of shape.
Let's see if she
out of shape. Why is it that out? Why?
Why are you mad?
I'm not,
you can be mad.
My,
I'm just
my
asking.
Lot in life.
When I say why are you mad, I'm not asking you to stop being mad. I just want to know why you're mad.
That's a good thing to know. Maybe that's because I always feel bad for being mad.
No,
my wife is in perfect shape. Okay,
like, I don't know about perfect.
No, perfect.
80%
perfect.
85%.
I'm saying if you saw her even in a bikini, she has like a six pack, and she even has the lines going down to her cooter.
Can
right?
we set that up?
I don't know. You have to ask her.
Can you put on a bikini and touch your toes?
Right? She's like, bam, and her like, again, I hope that this isn't too much information, but Joseph said that he liked it when we talk about our personal life. And what more topic is he going to appreciate more than me talking about how hot my wife is?
That's
when I
true.
Make love to that woman, mm-hmm. it is seriously like making love to a porn star.
Really?
Like, wow. Everything is soft and smooth and right where it should be and just, like, perfect. The whole time it's happening, I just think, I should not be doing this. This mm-hmm. is not okay. This isn't the way the cosmic forces are supposed to be. Guys who could sit crisscross applesauce should be able to make love to this woman, not me. I can't handle it. So
that was strangely erotic and sweet.
So she could look the way she does, mm-hmm. right? And then she could say, I'm not in good enough shape mm-hmm. to touch my toes.
We're going to find out. She's going to put the baby down and touch her toes.
But that's not my point.
Oh, sorry.
My point is that you should be able to just look at her and go, that woman is in fantastic shape.
Mm-hmm. But 85%. 87, maybe.
She is in the other room, and she will punch you with that baby.
She just said she's not in good enough shape to touch her toes. She's
so much
dancer.
To teach you about women.
Okay.
You can't say that.
I don't understand.
You let them say that.
She's like a sister to me. I can make as much fun of her as I like.
I don't know if that's true.
No, that's true.
She's so fat. What if she just threw you out the window right now?
Oh, man, defenestrated me? I'd be all over that.
Defenestrated? Is
yeah.
that Hindu for throwing out a window?
No, it means, look it up. It's the English word for to go through a pane of glass.
We have a word to go through a plane of glass?
You've never heard this in all the years you did comedy sports? Nobody yelled out defenestrated?
I probably did, but
word.
I just needed to know how to break it down into...
into funny words, like...
Funny little syllables, like...
Deaf.
Yeah, I would be a hearing impaired person doing pantomime.
Deaf. Fent is a good word to mime. It's easy to do.
I would take a whiz.
Really? I don't think you can do that.
No, I know.
That's a brown bag, pal. Comedy Sports is a family show. If you if you offended the audience by doing any...
I keep doing this thing where when we look up something on dictionary.com, when I get to dictionary.com, I...
I have it on my iPod.
Defenestrate. Here we go.
Crisscross applesauce, says Natalie.
Defenestrate.
To throw out of a window.
There it is.
Defenestrate.
To throw out of a window.
We've all learned something.
But so here's my thing, though, is that why does touching your toes...
Yeah.
No, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about this. I've realized the other thing that makes me physically angry is people when you are trying to turn right at a red light. It's more about these women who drive these cars that they can't handle. And so driving in a lane that is 2 feet away from the left-handed line, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're in the far right lane, and they're going straight, and you're trying to... The speaker's at the bottom.
I don't know that.
Defenestration.
Yeah. Mine is way better.
Yeah, it was. Thanks.
So so they park right in the... When they're stopping at a red light, they stop right in the middle of the lane. So I can't slide up next to them and make my right turn and get the fuck on with my life. I have to sit there and wait for these jackholes to have the light turn green.
Yeah.
Why, A, do they have to drive a big car? But why, B, do they have to not think about anybody else behind them?
Right. Well, to get to
your
house...
Are you saying that if they did more yoga and more snowboarding, that maybe they would be more worldly aware?
No, not at all. I think if they didn't live in L.A.
But this happens. Why is he upset?
He's upset with the L.A. crack. To come to your house...
He was born here.
I have to go... That's right. He was one of the few. I come down Lancashire there, and I have to make that right-hand turn right by Universal Studios. And they have a double right-hand turn lanes. Mm-hmm. So they have the number... 2 and 3 lanes can both turn right. Now, under California law, you cannot make a right-hand turn on red unless you're in the far right lane.
Yeah, but people do that left lane all the time.
At any time. You're in the middle lane there because it's a dead-end street. You can only go right. And I sit there, and if I wait more than 10 seconds and don't make that illegal right-hand turn, it doesn't matter who's behind me. They always honk. So I've gotten to the point now where I feign that I'm going to turn by just looking at the oncoming traffic. I just sit at their light and look because they can't see.
Why do you? Because this is leading to another pet peeve of
mine. What's that?
Why you do this so that they won't honk at you?
They still do, but it buys me a few seconds. Maybe I can wait until the light turns green.
So why is it that we have to live in a world where people This is I'm going to be wrong here, but this is an example. So this weekend, Joseph called me while I was at the Denver airport. I forgot to tell this to him. He called me and he said, "Hey, I just wanted to check in and make sure you were okay." And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. Why?" And he goes, "Oh, well," he said, "I just know that Kevin had a hard time getting stuff off of FileMaker and stuff like that."
Yeah.
So I joke because I know you and he knows that I know you. And I said, "Well, that's because I'm not retarded like Kevin." And he laughed or whatever. And then as I turn around, there is a mentally handicapped girl with her family over to my left. And I'm like, really? Is this a lesson that I need to learn, God, that bad? Like, really? Really? Is that you want to keep...
Why did you feel guilty?
Well, because at first I felt guilty because I didn't feel guilty.
Oh.
Because at first I thought, I was like, oh, there's somebody over there. Like, at first I was like, oh, look at this family. They're very sweet, you know, because the mom was hugging the girl.
Right.
And they had just taken her out of her wheelchair and everything. And I don't think she was mentally handicapped. I think she was physically
handicapped.
Yeah.
Then she wasn't retarded.
Exactly. And so, but see, that's...
Well, were they staring at you? Is that...
No. Nobody ever said anything.
So it was only your only guilty conscience.
That's... Trust me, I've learned that most 90% of my bullshit is obviously my bullshit. Yeah, nobody else's. Yeah. But I blame it on everybody. because
to LA.
I'm just thinking, I get all prepared. I have to prepare that if she comes at me, what am I going to say if she says,
man,
we don't like that word? And so in my head, I go, listen.
How much time do you waste thinking about what other people are going to be saying to you?
Probably amount of time it would take me to learn crisscross applesauce.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You should focus your energy on that. You'll get a lot more out of it.
I need to be prepared more than I need to sit criss.
You're festering inside yourself. You're making yourself angry for no reason. You're carrying guilt that you don't need
that
to carry.
That I'm doing. I'm not making myself angry for no reason, but I'm carrying guilt for no reason.
It's all negative energy.
Because this is my point. But here's the thing, though. I think that that's why I've kind of been led to do what I do now, is that if I don't have... We need to do this closer to the microphones.
can we have the crying
hold on,
baby?
Hold on. She's gonna yell at... Oh, boy. She's going to yell at me. Hold on. Maybe we... Hold on. Okay. What, dear? What? What were you saying, dear? We can't... Huh? Hello?
Mama! Everybody!
Pick a number.
That's her new phrase. See, Natalie wanted to be a mother.
Uh-huh. Okay? I remember.
And
she intentionally stopped taking the pill.
Yes. And then now she's a
birthday.
Mother. And then now we have a dog. And I said, well, when we have the baby, we can get rid of the dog. She's like, no, we got to keep the dog. So now everybody wants something from her.
Mm, and
so
the dog, she says, the cat, the husband.
Yes, she says, take a number. That's what her new phrase is that she mutters. That's her
and
new
if
mantra.
She was at the deli.
Yeah. Then she would have plenty of time for people. If she works
hiding.
At a deli right now. She works at a deli.
Oh.
Where she... No. I'm saying figuratively.
Oh. like, I don't know where Natalie works.
I know, but I thought you were doing a bit, and I was...
Oh.
I thought I was playing along.
At this point.
Look at him. Now he's completely happy and fine.
Not that happy.
Is he done?
It's time for bed.
Oh, Betty, bye. Oh, bye, bye.
One tired baby.
He knows bye-bye. He'll wave at you, too.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, yeah.
So, what was I saying? I can't remember. Oh, that we live in a world where we have to be so worried about offending somebody else just in our own day-to-day life. Like, I was, but I, like, there was another thing.
I think it's because people are offensive in our own day-to-day lives. It's like the person behind me in their car needing to go, and it's not legal to go, and honking at me, not aware of every, it's what you're, it's the problem is the problem you're describing, that everybody's stuck in their own little world and not willing to get out and recognize there are other people here.
And I feel like, for me, like, I was in the airport and I was cursing on the phone to Joseph or whatever, but I thought, I was like, oh, I think I'm being loud, and because I saw some people look back at me, and I'm like, what if these people who think that the word fuck is offensive, and this is weird that I choose to do, like, clean stand-up comedy, because I'm sitting, I'm like, you know what, fuck them for thinking the word fuck is offensive. Like, we live in a modern American world. There are more people saying the word fuck than there are that aren't.
They could get you for that. The TSA and the airport people could come up to you and say, sir, we need you to curb your language.
Curb my language?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, it's public indecency.
Whatever happened? Whoa, Natalie said I would like to see them try.
It's true, though.
Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
You can't be publicly disruptive with your freedom of speech.
Well, I was at baggage claim on my way out, like waiting for somebody to come pick me up.
I mean, they're not going to, because clearly. But in the wrong town, if somebody had a fly up their butt.
I would want to blow that place up.
Yeah, so you cannot say that in an airport either.
But I'm saying it in my home now, though.
Okay, well, that's so fine. Okay, but if you listen to this at the airport.
What if a TSA agent came in here right now and said, sir, I'm going to need you to curb your terrorist threats?
You know, in the Denver airport, they have signs that say, do not even joke about bomb threats. The place is being monitored for.
Who is doing that?
Well, I was, because I'm going down the escalator all by myself, and I go, I have a bomb.
You're by yourself
because the sign said we're listening. They had audio equipment listening. I am carrying a bomb. Come and get me. I have a bomb. You know what? No one came.
You know what's funny about that to me? He said you're by yourself, which would make you more like a terrorist.
Exactly. Telling everybody. That's telling the signs.
You could be praying to Allah.
There's a bomb. I have a bomb. 77 virgins. 77.
All right, we have to wrap it up because Natalie doesn't know how to work a remote.
Hey, second funniest podcast. Did anybody return with our contest from last week?
No, it's not. It's the second funniest. I'm hoping that we'll start to accrue new listeners with the second funniest podcast.
Yeah.
And that the listeners that are bleeding over from the JK show, these new listeners will be more involved.
You know, and we have to give a good salute to the hosts of the JK show. I think they did a good job in the first version.
I'm really proud to be. I think they gave us something really cool to take the reins.
Yeah, and we appreciate being in their time slot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know what I like is that, you know, we took this show 2,417th in ratings.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that we can maintain that.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of my goal.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Oh, it would be great if I was going to play that song.
Oh, but you're not?
I'm still going to play something. This is This is a salute for the JK show hosts.
Yeah.
Come. This is what you've done to us.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Say what?
Oh wait, is this a what song is this?
This is Stronger by Kanye West.
Oh,
yeah. So all you listeners, you don't have to send us emails or call in if you want to have ideas for a contest.
Yeah.
You know what it does to us?
What?
Well, that was poor timing.
Okay. What does it do to us?
You
should start it over.
It
This is the most professional podcast. You could be my Black
Kate Moss tonight. It makes me want to make you my Black Kate Moss.
I have to go figure out what that means.
All right, thanks for listening to the show, guys. Okay, bye. I ask this, I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bad when the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsakenness. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Tracy in my pastel on my page shit. Act like you can't tell who made this. New gospel, homie, take six. And take this, haters. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's
how long I've been on ya.
Need
like
you right now.
I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster,
stronger. Oh,
that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Told ya, never told ya, told ya, never told ya, told ya, never told ya, told ya.